From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm legendary anchorman Bill Curtis, filling in for Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Mo Rocca, Faith Saley, and Adam Felber. And here again is your host from the Orpheum Theater in downtown Minneapolis.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, Bill pays tribute to his favorite Minnesota twin, Joe Reimauer. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Adam, without the shuttle program, NASA is searching for other ways to fill the endless hours of every day. This week, we learned the space agency is funding a project to create what?
Sippy cups.
No.
Seems like you could develop a pretty good sippy cup for zero gravity.
That's true.
So I'm going to stick with that answer. No. So the shuttle program's done, so they have to come up with something. So
yeah.
They're...
Well, it's a research project. It will have some application in space, they hope. I'll give you a hint. It's like if HP, Hewlett-Packard, and Papa John's had a baby.
Oh, yes. They're looking into printing food.
They're looking specifically...
3D food printing.
3D pizza printing.
Oh, pizza.
Yes, indeed. 3D pizza printing. And we're, like, excited. So NASA needs to figure out how to get food to their astronauts on long space trips. Their first idea, and this had the advantage of saving money, was to just order it from Domino's, and since it couldn't get there in 30 minutes or less, it would be free. But... scrap that. Plan B, pizza printing. The idea is you have a 3D printer, and instead of printing like a shape or a model, it prints a pizza. The fact that pizza printing technology is being realized just as recreational marijuana use is being legalized means that by 2016, no one will ever leave their house again.
Well, how the heck does it work?
Well, the idea is, this is interesting. The idea is you have these packets of basically food powder. And when you print the pizza, first it prints the dough, and then
I think
cooks
this
it.
Is how Domino's
yeah,
does it, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, okay. They might well do it. It prints the dough and cooks it, and then it prints tomato sauce on top of it, and then it prints something called a protein layer. But the whole idea is that eventually, if this technology gets perfected, you could have it everywhere and make anything. You could have it in the office, and people would be like, oh, God, who printed fish?
Also, as far as 3D printed foods go, pizza is about as 2D as you can possibly
That's
get.
That's true. It has that advantage. But it'd be delicious when we get rid of paper entirely and everything is printed on pizza. Pizza spreadsheets. Pizza post-its. Pizza love notes. And honey, I think we're out of toilet pizza.
Oh. That wouldn't be
pizza,
good at all.
Yeah, pizza wipes. Oy. That's awesome.
Now that we have British astronauts, we're going to have to print crumpets, I guess.
Faith, STEM visas are those visas that are given out to bring skilled foreign workers into the U.S. that we need for our economy. But this week, Bloomberg News reported that foreign tech workers are having to compete with whom for work visas?
Somebody who doesn't have skills.
Oh, they do have a skill. They can walk very insouciantly down a runway.
Models?
Yes, models. Every year, the United States gives out about 65,000 of these highly coveted temporary work visas. They're designed for people to come into the United States if their skills are necessary. Normally, they go to like highly educated people in high-tech fields. But in 2011, Anthony Weiner...
Of course.
...along with other activists concerned with the welfare of hot women... sponsored a bill adding foreign models to the pool of eligible applicants. Isn't this just what we said would happen? Foreigners coming here doing the jobs Americans don't want to do, like just standing there, making bored sex faces.
And staying thin.
Yes.
And then but they're only temporary visas.
Right.
So when it's time for them to leave, they'll turn around in a really sexy way.
Yes, I know. Walk back.
It's a pivot. It's a pivot.
They'll pivot.
Faith, you're familiar with the quiet car on trains in the East Coast, especially?
Love it.
Well, the Prague subway now has another sort of designated car. What is it?
Is it the opposite of quiet? Is it the noisy party car?
No.
The Prague party car?
It's for a different purpose, but it's definitely a dedicated car.
a different purpose.
Yeah.
Is it an amoral purpose? Is
it? No. It all depends on what your intentions are, I guess.
Oh, it's the meeting car.
It's the dating car. Yes, it's the dating car.
It's a love train.
It is. Prague. The city of Prague will be designating dating cars on its subways where singles can meet and have their hearts and probably wallets stolen.
No, you know what it is? It's a place where you can check each other out.
Ah! Ah.
It's hard to imagine how this is going to work.
It's going to be a great success, Peter. I mean, if there's one thing that most women, I think, are usually thinking is that, like, people aren't staring at me enough in trains.
Right.
I feel too comfortable.
Yeah.
I'd really like that stranger to touch me.
Yeah.
But what happens? Now we got so caught up in joking about it that we lost the substance of the story.
That is the tragedy here.
Well, it'll be like, I presume it'll be like, you know, singles mixers of any kind, where you can go and understand that everybody there is also single and looking to meet. So they get in the designated car, and you know that everybody in the car is sort of looking there to...
Isn't there an Ashley Madison train?
Or at least a storage compartment for wedding rings as you walk in?